podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Jeremy has a story about a butler. What is this story?
Well, it has to do with Nicole's dad, and I kind of hate him right now because they went on a, well, they are currently in a 2-week vacation in Jamaica right now.
Yeah, man.
Kind of a big vacay. They said they arrive and they get picked up by a Mercedes limousine. They get taken to their resort. They have the presidential suite for 2 weeks, their own swim-up pool, their own bar, and then, yes, with this package, you get your own personal butler. And I looked at my wife, and I was like, I don't think I could do that. I could not do that. I could not have somebody be at my beck and call for 2 weeks.
Sure. Why not?
I would feel really weird about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You too, Emily?
Yeah, that's, I think having a servant is an acquired taste.
Jeeves, bring me a bottle of water.
I want room temperature. This is too cold, Jeeves.
Turn on my bidet, Jeeves. I could not do that.
Right. It's just
First of all, must they be named Jeeves?
It's mandatory.
Yeah, they have to be.
They're all Jeeves.
I had friends of mine, married couple, that had a personal concierge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that's the same thing.
Oh, it's like an American Jeeves.
No, it's this because the butler is there. A butler we think of at the house, right?
Right.
Okay, so the concierge, and I even asked them, I go, what do you do with this person? They said, well, what if we're busy doing something and we can't run and pick up our dry cleaning?
Mm-hmm.
This person will go and get the dry cleaning. What if something needs to be delivered to something across town? We don't get it. What if I needed concert tickets for something and I just said, hey, just these go on sale, such and such, go online, get them for me. In other words, it was a personal assistant who did any variety of tasks for them, mm-hmm. and they were labeled a concierge.
Now, is that a flat monthly fee for somebody like that, or do you still tip them?
That's a good question. You know, we have people listening to our show who do this for a living. There mm-hmm. are personal concierge services, and we have people listening right now go, oh, yeah, that's what I do. You should call us if you do this.
Please.
Because we'll have questions for you. 303-631-1649, 631-1649. Call so that we can quiz you about this. You guys don't want that, but I would love to have that. Here's my concern. I would love to have personal concierge, but I'm afraid now like the friends that I told you about,
uh-huh.
it was a married couple and they had two kids. So they had a lot going on.
A lot of errands.
And, right.
Pets.
I'm a single guy who lives by myself with no pets. So it seems to me I would have to be dreaming up things for this person to do.
You'd run out of things for them to do. Okay.
I would feel like an ass that I hire them and I don't have enough for them to do.
Yeah, just take today off.
Yeah. Or you'd have to make things up,
and
I guess.
Tomorrow off, too. I mean, I want to come up with
shine stuff. My shoes.
Right.
Yeah, something. You just roll around in all your clothes just to take
my bed.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it might get to that point. That is like, would you ever, and we have other people listening right now who are rolling their eyes at me because they can't keep up with all the crap they've got to do.
Uh-huh.
But it's different when you're a single guy living by yourself.
You'd have to go buy a pet just so they could take care of it, really.
You just don't have as much, I guess, to occupy your time.
Yeah, you don't need that, man. Yeah, don't do it.
Here's the closest I've come. All right. I bought lamps without lamp shades because I just like the lamps themselves. They're very modern, look like they'd fit in my basement. Right. But there are no lamp shades. I don't know what the hell I'm doing trying to buy lamp shades. Is that something I could say, look, here's
Jeeves.
The go buy a couple of good lamp shades. Is that?
That would totally be
well,
it.
Well, what if they have horrible lampshade taste and then you've just ruined the day?
Yeah.
You know, this reminds me of a Sex in the City episode
where
somebody had a personal assistant. Mm-hmm. Richard had a concierge, and he had his personal assistant buy all these gifts for his girlfriend, right? And then the note that it came with, like the Samantha eventually got to the personal assistant and said, oh, with all these gifts, there's a card. I want you to sign it. Love, Richard. So she got to the personal assistant. So there could be, you know, like what if like you're
a connection?
What if your personal assistant like buys you these lampshades, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, a lady comes over and says, oh my God, you've got, you know, this like great taste and everything. And I see that you've shopped.
I love
yours.
A man with nice lampshades.
Yes,
that's exactly
you know?
What she would say, Emily.
Really?
Take me now.
I think they could be, they could change
this
your life.
This is ridiculous.
This is a horrible life. Example.
This
is all I have.
you fist bump Jeeves. Wow. Thanks, dude.
There's something to be said about a really nice lampshade.
Oh, funny.
Kelly's on the phone. Kelly, you're a personal assistant?
I am a personal assistant.
I got to tell you, I want to know exactly how you fill your days, what you're doing.
Oh my gosh, it depends on the day of the week.
Like today, what are you doing today?
Today I am, let's see, my boss owns a business, so I do, like, she went shopping for stuff. I have to go return stuff because she forgot the coupon, so she wants the discount, so I got to go back to the store, return the stuff, rebuy it. I take dogs to the vet. I pick up kids. I take care of her friends. Her kids' friends. I do just about everything.
It's almost like you're a nanny plus.
Yeah, but I actually go to the office every day.
Yeah.
I have a personal concierge. It's called a wife.
Boy.
And I'm sure she appreciates it.
She loved that line, didn't she?
You know, there was a time when I was a kid, maybe 14 or 15, and I thought a really cool life would be to work for some multi-mega billionaire. And not only did I work as a personal assistant around the house, but I drove. Yeah, I was his chauffeur. Mm-hmm. And then I got a pilot's license and I would fly his plane.
Perfect.
Wherever he had to go around the world. So I just did it all.
How fun.
And I thought that might actually be a pretty cool life.
Mm-hmm. Do you like what you do, Kelly?
I love what I do.
Right. Even having to go to the store and take the stuff back?
It's not a problem. I mean, I do paperwork for her in the office. I do stuff. I mean, it's never the same thing day after day.
Well, all right, I can see that. All right, and now we have to ask this question because all of our listeners are thinking it, so we must ask it. Are you paid pretty well for doing that?
I am. And not only am I paid well, I have amazing insurance.
What?
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Great
dental. Amazing. Because she makes sure that I'm covered as well as she is.
Hey. Yeah, she wants you to be healthy so she you can take care of all of her crap. That's why.
Yeah.
I have a question. So are you on call like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Can she call you up, you know, at like 2 a.m. on a Sunday and be like, oh my God, I totally forgot about this. You know, like whatever.
I guess strictly you would have to be. It's just that she probably doesn't take advantage of it. Am I right?
She doesn't take advantage of it. Like, but she will text me if she wakes up and thinks of something. She will send me a text at whatever hour, but it's more so she doesn't forget that she wants me to take care of it.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, that's fine. It's your job.
I'm just happy because I said, are you paid well? And you were like, yes, I am paid well.
Does she call you Jeeves?
Shut up.
No.
Okay, Kelly, have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks for being on the show.
I totally would.
Well, we asked and it was answered.
Yep. So. They're out there.
I kind of want to be a personal assistant.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.